This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider this for just a moment, would you? If the chicken went away tomorrow, the global economy as we know it would basically cease to exist. That's one of the many takeaways from a new book called Why Did the Chicken Cross the World? Andrew Lawler wrote it. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, Kai.
To paraphrase Renee Zellweger, if I might, you had me at the first line of this book. Add up all the world's cats, dogs, pigs, and cows, and there would still be more chickens. Toss in every rat on Earth, and the bird still dominates. Are you serious? That's crazy.
Who would have thought? Yes, it is true. And the funny thing is that the chicken, maybe 50 or 60 years ago, was kind of an obscure animal, but suddenly it's come to dominate the planet.
It is, you write, the most, even though it can't fly, it is the most migratory bird in the world because it gets transshipped.
It goes everywhere. And a single bird that is grown, say, in the United States might end up in six or seven different countries depending on its parts. So, for example, we Americans like the breast meat. The Dutch like the bone so they can make soup. Other people like the dark meat. It goes everywhere across the planet.
Chicken being such a staple of the global diet, especially in this country, is relatively recent. I mean, it's like post-World War II, right? This thing called the chicken of tomorrow.
Yes, the chicken is a little bit like the transistor or the H-bomb. It's a child of World War II. It is the result of scientists and engineers, along with chicken keepers, breeding a bird that could be grown very, very quickly using very, very little feed.
The chicken of tomorrow. A broad-breasted bird with bigger drumsticks, plumper thighs, and layers of white meat like the wax model on the right.
It's actually, I mean, it was a government program. They went out and did a contest or something.
Well, it was actually started by A&P, which was the Walmart of its day. And the person who was in charge of marketing at A&P got this idea that hey, as soon as the war is over, as soon as World War II ends, people are going to go back to eating pork and beef because people weren't eating pork and beef during the war because that was reserved for the troops. So people had to rely on chicken. Mm. So the new chicken industry that grew up in World War II was extremely concerned people would go back to their old ways. So they set out to come up with chicken that would be as appealing to American consumers as the cow or the pig, something that would look like a steak.
They sure make wonderful eating. Yes, sir. Make mine chicken. Chicken of tomorrow, that is.
What is it about chickens that you say makes them the great economic equalizer?
The chicken was really critical when the Industrial Revolution hit in the 1800s. There was great concern around the industrialized world that we couldn't feed people. We couldn't feed those factory workers, and the economy would grind to a halt, or there would be a revolution of the proletariats. And the chicken provided a way to get cheap protein to those workers, and it made a huge impact and is actually making a huge impact even today across the developing world. China and South America are two areas with booming chicken businesses, and of course, they're taking that industry directly mm-hmm. from the American model, which means they'll have a lot of cheap protein. It also means they will have some of the same problems we have.
How are they regulated? Are they regulated? They got to be regulated, right?
Well, they are and they're not. One of the most peculiar things I discovered was that the chicken is not considered an animal if it's raised for food.
Oh.
So unlike, say, the pig or the cow, chickens are actually considered to be something other than an animal. And there are no regulations regulating the treatment of chickens if they're not in a circus or they're not in a research lab.
Do you eat chickens?
This is a difficult question, and I do. I will succumb to convenience because I'm an American. I enjoy convenience. But I'm also a little more aware of how chickens are raised and that there are some growing alternatives for American consumers to choose a chicken that not only was raised in a more humane fashion, but just as importantly, also tastes better.
It's a book called Why Did the Chicken Cross the World by Andrew Lawler. Andrew, thanks very much for your time.
It was a pleasure, Kai.